You know, I'm sorry about that, Rob. God.
What happened?
I am.
Did you get distracted?
No, I am farting.
What did you have for lunch?
You know what I had for lunch? Chicken salad. Here's the thing.
Oh.
I have had the goddamn death grip flu. Rob has known this since about Saturday.
Wow.
And
but that took like 5 seconds. I mean, that was long.
The fart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What, you mean the stomach flu?
I've got like just, but I, you know, hey, I'm a pro, baby. Have you even known?
No.
Huh? Have you even known?
Well, I knew the way you sounded. You had some cold thing going on. You know, you had a throat thing going on. You know, you didn't feel well.
You did not?
Yeah, I did.
You did not?
What do you mean I did not?
You did not know that I wasn't feeling good?
Yes, I did. I heard you coughing and you know, you were hacking and not your normal hack. It was your,
but you
did. You know.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
Come on, I hid it from you.
I didn't. I know when you're sick.
I didn't complain
about
it.
With you 20 years. I know when you're sick.
I didn't complain about it. I didn't bitch about it. I didn't make a big deal about it. I didn't even mention it to you.
And I mentioned the NyQuil thing. And I should probably not say anything about
Why?
NyQuil, you know.
Why?
Because now it's like a competition the way we do. Now it's a competition. It's like you didn't know that I had that, and I mentioned that I had NyQuil and coughing and stuff. But I did know that you were slightly feeling poorly.
Yeah, but it's definitely moved right down south.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God damn.
Today,
really?
Today it's gone down south.
Really?
Now I'm feeling poorly.
Now Rob is feeling poorly. And that is another crappy thing about February.
What?
Because everybody gets sick in February.
Yeah.
Everybody does. I talked to 30 people. Half of them are sick.
Well, that's half.
Yes. What does that mean?
Well, I'm not
I mean,
sick.
Just a credible voice
you
over
said,
there.
You said,
well, that's half.
You said everybody. I'm not sick.
Okay, Horny McGill.
There he is.
There he See, is. That proves I'm well.
Now, he's just glass half full. Hello.
He is.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Not a big American Idol fan, but I happened to catch part of Tuesday's show.
All right, hold on. I'm going to disqualify you. Listen, this is something that Frida used to say to me all the time that was so goddamn true about her stuck-up, snobby Neiman Marcus friends.
Mm-hmm.
That, for instance, with TV, they would say to her, and it would drive her crazy, and I love it when she would call them out on this, you know, we never watch regular television.
Yeah.
But the other night we had it on and we saw it. Or
I hate that.
The show. She would hate this too. Well, not only with the show, but right. They go like, oh, McDonald's. Yes, you know, I never eat that crap. I went in the other day. It was my only possible. No, it wasn't. It's just like with that guy. Come on. Don't BS a BSer.
Right.
I never watched the show. I just come on and say it. You mm-hmm. watch the goddamn show.
And for our radio show, that would be NPR. Which
right.
I, you know, you and I have probably gotten over the years a million times, mm-hmm. where people say, "I only listen to National Public Radio," you know, which suddenly gives you the little, you know, the little smart star floating over your head.
Right.
No, I watched it last night. You know, and if you watch it, go ahead. Even though,
enjoy.
On some level, I think less of you now because I feel that intellectually, and I'm speaking now to all of you that watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I am a visionary.
Yes.
I am a trendsetter.
Clearly,
this show will fail miserably. In the next 5 to 10 years.
That is a bold prediction.
And when it does.
You know, most people, when they make predictions, they don't give themselves any wiggle room.
Right.
It's very, very, the next 5 to 10 years, they're fine.
When America finally realizes, as I do,
that it's
just prepackaged and it's pablum and it's the same and the people are not even any good, then you'll all come to me and say, okay, tell me about it.
You were right.
If it happens next season, I'll give you that. If it happens, if it falls off by say 50% next season, which I think, you know, you could be right about that.
Well, anyway,
then you are the visionary.
Anyway, that's it. Watched it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you should
Didn't
say?
Like it.
The next time you're in your circle of friends like that say, "Oh, I just looked in on it. I really don't watch regular," and or somebody, or even if somebody's having a talk about a regular television show, this is always good at a cocktail party. You interject this. You said, "I wouldn't know. I only watch pay per view porn." See how they react to that.
Yeah, that's
see if
answer.
That's see if that stops the conversation in its tracks. I really wouldn't know. I watch porn. That's it. Pay per view or what I have in my private collection, and do it only when there are lots of women there.
Yes.
Big fun ensues.
Really, just vivid.
I don't know about that Dancing with the Stars. I only watch pay per view porn.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh. Hey, Don.
Hey, hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike and Rob kind of sound like what I would imagine Homo Joe sounds like.
If you're going to talk, let me tell you something, buddy. Let me tell you something, pal. If you're going to talk about me, you talk to me. Do you understand? You need me on this wall. You want me on this wall.
Okay, Mike, I'll nail you to the cross here.
Yeah, there you go. I'm standing by. I am your Jesus Christ. Get the hammer out. Here's the nail.
Oh, Mike.
Okay, you and Rob sound like Homo Joe trying to get his boyfriend back from the woman.
You know what I say to that? Thank you.
Oh.
What else you did? There you go.
Oh, that's right, the whole crucifixion thing.
Jesus. There you go. Well, you can't really. It's hard to bring up Jesus without bringing up nails. Yeah. You know? I mean, what do you think they used? A shoe? Yeah.
No.
Rubber band.
Probably a tool.
Although, really, back then, they didn't have like a...
Yeah, but they did.
A wingtip.
Jesus was a carpenter. He didn't use his sandals and a hammer nail.
You could in a pinch.
I mean, as long as the topic is there, you wouldn't get a hammer like they would have had a quality one like at Home Depot.
Right.
I mean, like a nice craftsman or something like that from Sears.
No, it's probably wooden, actually.
Click, click, click.
Yeah, it's a wooden mallet.
Yeah, a mallet. That's what they used.
Sure.
A mallet.
Do we know, though? I mean, do you think it was made out of stone, or was it made out of...
Well, wasn't it in the Mel Gibson movie?
Had to be strong enough to hammer in
Passion of the Christ.
A nine-inch nail.
What did they use? What did they use in the...
The Gibson movie, they used a nail gun.
click.
An action
stone, I would think.
In real life, yeah, you're probably right, Buzz. Yeah. Probably rocks.
Something harder than wood.
That's a wooden. I'm going to guess wooden mallet, wooden nail.
Or maybe they're Birkenstocks.
Those are wooden, too.
Cork.
Good heel.
Like the
on.
Kind that Fred Flintstone wears in the summertime.
Yeah, cork.
They're sandals.
Yeah, but they're made of cork.
Oh, it's cork?
Yeah. It
it's a cork sole?
Yes. A negative
gotcha.
Sole.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them lighter for running and jumping.
Mm-hmm. Well, or you could put them all together, and then you'd have, like, collective sole.
I think the nails were made of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Jesus's nails.
Yes. Can you put me up for the night?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Well, of course they were made of metal. What do you think they were made of, like gummy worms?
Well, Mike just said
how else would
wood?
They go through the dude's hands?
Mike
wood.
Said they were wooden. Like
they were wooden.
Egg.
They were back in those days, they were wooden.
No, I bet that they were metal.
I would say that that probably wasn't possible.
Sure it was.
Yes.
Stuff with gold.
Huh?
They made a golden idol in the
no,
Old
but
Testament.
They didn't. You didn't have you didn't have the technology
hey,
that
Buzz,
existed yeah. to create metal.
Google this for us, please.
All right.
Jesus's nails.
You go back to certain, like, 1600s America, and you had wooden nails. You did not have metal nails.
But they had the capability.
I believe that they were not, like, the nice pre-packaged ones. They're, like, caveman ones.
They wouldn't be like the ones you get at Home Depot, but I think they would be wooden.
Nope, I think that
no,
they're...
No, because you couldn't get it into the wood, into the cross.
I don't know.
You could if you pounded hard enough.
I know that there are...
Take it easy, Poncho.
I know that there is such a thing. I mean, there's construction in this country with wooden nails.
Yeah,
they. I'm positive that they used metal nails on Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi there.
I just wanted to ask you why you brought Joe back. He's such a tool.
You know. Listen, sometimes there's no disputing the facts.
He's answered his own question, really.
I mean, yes, thank you, Buzz.
But he's our tool.
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Hey, Homo Joe.
Hi, Homo Joe.
Hey, listen, here's a question for you. Do you think when they strung Jesus up, they used... Boy, won't this bother Catholics?
Mm-hmm.
Asking a homo this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they used wooden nails or metal nails?
I would say they used wooden nails.
Wooden nails.
Wooden nails.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I don't think metal was too predominant.
Now, Rob, why are you mocking him like that? That's not. This is Homo
Rob,
Joe.
Don't you do that to me. I'll take you back in Central Park again. You just stop that shit.
That's right. You guys went for a carriage ride in Central Park.
That's right.
That was way before there was an American.
Oh, what's happening, Homo Joe?
Oh, I just want to say that talk about DA that called in and said I'm fighting for my straight man. I don't fight for men. If they want me, they want me. They don't. I really don't care, you know?
Oh, Homo Joe.
That's Homo Joe being a man.
Well,
stepping up. Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
I wish I was down there earlier when you had the guy doing the thing outside. I could have matched my double piercing to his single piercing.
Good day to you. Good day to you, Joe.
Wow. Well.
When Joe goes to church, he doesn't say amen. He says amen.
Amen. I guess Joe's got a double piercing. When you get to be 40, you get two.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Radio God.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike, when you see Gladiator, those weren't wooden swords. That was before Christ.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, Bronze Age.
Yeah, now hold on, Dad. That's right. If you remember, like, the whole Roman thing.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole Caesar.
They had metal swords. That's the best argument I've heard.
Et tu, Brute, and all
you
that
You might
stuff.
Be absolutely. Yeah, they had shields, and it was Roman, so they probably had that. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. It was like the NFL back then.
All right, I stand corrected, but we don't have a definitive answer on it yet.
No. Not yet. Still working on it.
Why don't we just call a church?
I don't even know if they'd know.
Sure, I don't think anybody would know. I took catechism and I studied, you know, CCD and all that. And all that time, I don't remember any specific mention of that.
No. What is that for?
For catechism.
Oh, catechism. Okay, would you stop it? Would you please?
That was funny.
Okay.
He gets as excited about Catholics as he does about other minorities.
I know he does.
He really does.
I know he does.
Yes, sir. Just like the Klan.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
It's just a pun. Yeah.
What do you mean he's just like the Klan?
No, the Klan, you know, it's like they come after the certain groups and then the Catholics, too. You know, they've said bad things about the Catholics. The Grand Wizard or whatever, the Grand Poobah, whatever his name is.
Hello? Oh. Is this a guy with plastic wrap or bubble wrap?
Joe
Arndinger in the studio with, I believe, facts about Jesus.
Well, just for reference, the latest Bronze Age was actually 1600 to 1200 BC, which led into the Iron Age. Uh-huh. So nails rust because they're made of iron. So Jesus may have been nailed to the cross with iron stakes.
Iron nails.
Metal.
Metal. Well, yeah.
Metal as opposed to
wood. I
mean,
if they were wooden, then that would mean the Amish killed Jesus.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
You know, I wondered.
Get out of here, you tool.
I don't make fun of the Amish. Joe does.
The Iron Age.
Uh-huh.
See, I stand corrected. That American university education coming through again.
You know, and every once in a while you see something on the news about some goddamn Amish. You know, I wish that they would just either be with us or be against us. There should be no straddling the line of the modern convenience.
Kind of going, you know, halfway.
It was like, it was some story on the news about some friggin' Amish in Dutch country. He was out in his buggy and he got in an accident with an automobile or something.
Right.
And the reason was that he was going to the store to buy something that involved batteries because it involved his job on the farm in some way. And I'm reading this going, listen, the question here is not who's at fault because a car hit the buggy.
Oh.
It's obvious who's at fault. The guy in the buggy. Right. The guy in the buggy has already made the commitment that he's not going to live with modern conveniences.
Right.
Which means you shouldn't go to the store to buy a battery.
No, you should make your own batteries.
Bingo, Mike.
From corn.
Or wood.
And wood.
Bingo,
corn
baby.
And wood batteries.
Right.
I mean, if you can make it with wood and corn, then it's okay.
Those crazy Amish. Those nutty Amish.
I'm probably the only one on this show that worked with the Amish. I did radio commercials for, you know, I swear to God, I did radio commercials for the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market.
There you go again, bragging about that resume.
I did. And I had to meet with them, and I got paid in a fistful of cash.
And corn.
Deal.
Have to go down there, and they had, like, everything was refrigerated,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it was. I agree with you about that walking the line thing, because there's certain things they would find acceptable and certain things they wouldn't. When it came to commerce, they had different rules
right.
than they had at home, so they could do certain things.
And that's what this whole guy's
like
thing
use,
was.
I think use electric cash registers and stuff like that, because it was for the greater good.
Because mm-hmm. this guy's whole rationale was, well, I had to go to the store to get batteries, because how could I get up in the morning to do ye old chores around ye old ranch yeah. without ye old alarm clock?
What and it's wind
like,
up.
Hello, ye old Amish guy. Buy a Subaru like the rest of us.
Yeah. And did you never question the fact that they're advertising on radio?
No, because it was for the farmer's market.
I mean, shouldn't they be handing out
Hold
leaflets?
On. Now, that's funny. Now, I tell you all the time, the step boy, that's funny.
They
Amish radio ads.
And I say, you know, stop by the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmer's Market, get a piece of ham. They would actually, they could advertise on radio because it was part of the commerce. And with commerce, they
and
could
that's
do
the double
things.
Standard.
They can't listen to the radio, but they can advertise.
Right.
Let's hold them to that standard. You want to live with us or you live you know, your own way.
Well, wasn't there, what was that TV show? There was that reality show about the Amish kids that get a chance to go away at a certain time to figure out whether they want to stay in their the life at all. Or
Spring Kugel or something.
Yeah.
When they turn 18, they can
and
go.
And a couple of them, like, bolted.
Yeah, they go and they make meth out of corn.
Crystal meth.
And wood.
They have a big wooden corn meth lab.
Okay, one more. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, it's Pete.
Hey. Hi, hello.
Hey, it's Pete.
Who cares?
That's Pete again. Second time you've said that.
Yes, Peter.
Sorry, I studied Roman history. They definitely used metal nails to nail Jesus to the cross.
Hey, it's Pete.
Thank Actually, you.
It's repeat.
Thank you. It's Peter the Apostle. Check it in.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Pete?
That's pretty much it. You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend. Peter the meter reader.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you for checking in, Peter Cottontail.
I stand corrected. Then they were metal nails. I'll go with old, you know, Pete.
Pete.
Peter. Peter the meter reader.
More show coming right up. Stay right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.